From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Shariari. Today, George Kennedy joins us to share his weekly commentary for the Columbia Missourian. Kennedy is a former Missourian managing editor and Missouri School of Journalism professor emeritus.
Our community conversation about the best relationship between the police and the people they're sworn to serve and protect, a conversation that has already begun, seems likely to broaden and deepen over the next year. That's the outlook now that the Columbia City Council has endorsed Ian Thomas's resolution that called for a community engagement process on the subject of community-oriented policing. After that vote, Ian told me he sees this process as the logical follow-up to recommendations made in 2014 by then-Mayor Bob McDavid's Task Force on Community Violence. That task force had 15 citizen members, plus co-chairs Michael Trapp and Laura Nauser, Ian's council colleagues. It urged, among other things, adoption of a community policing model and, quote, greater public involvement and accountability of the police department's vision, mission, and goals. The next steps, Ian told me, will be a conversation with those colleagues and a month or two of planning and rounding up a broad-based working group. That group would include representatives of all the stakeholders, from the Chamber of Commerce to the NAACP. The previous task force has disbanded. One early task will be reaching agreement on just what community-oriented policing, or community policing for short, actually means in the context of Columbia. There is an Office of Community-Oriented Policing Services, the acronym, of course, is COPS, in the U.S. Justice Department. That office defines community policing as, quote, a philosophy of full-service personalized policing, where the same officer patrols and works in the same area on a permanent basis from a decentralized place, working in a proactive partnership with citizens to identify and solve problems. Get past the jargon, and that seems clear enough. It also seems quite different from the current model of citywide patrols responding to calls and stopping suspicious-looking motorists who turn out to be, disproportionately, black. The proactive approach is already being tried out in three lower-income neighborhoods. Police Chief Ken Burton has expressed his support of that approach, as has the Police Officers Association. So what requires a year of further conversation? I put that question to Ian Thomas, to Race Matters Friends leader and police critic Tracy Wilson Kleekamp, and to City Manager Mike Mathis. They all three agreed that the trial run is a good start, but only that. As the manager put it, we're already doing community policing to the extent that we can, but we can't put more resources into it and still answer those 911 calls. Both Ian and Tracy stressed the need for developing broader understanding and broader support throughout the community. Both believe that minorities remain skeptical, with good reason in Tracy's view, of the willingness and the ability of the overwhelmingly white police force to change its ways. There is also the matter of money. If further study bears out the widely shared assumption that our department is 30 to 50 officers short of the staff it will need to pursue full-service personalized policing citywide, we'll be facing the need for a substantial revenue increase. You will recall that Columbia voters have been reluctant to impose higher taxes on ourselves. So what we're looking forward to is a year-long conversation that will include, first, research to reveal the facts about crime and public safety in Columbia, then explanation of just how community policing will affect us all, and not least, the making of a case for taking more money from our pockets and investing it in our police force. It promises to be, as Mike Mathis said to me, a critical conversation to have. I'm George Kennedy.
That was George Kennedy sharing his most recent opinion column for the Columbia Missourian. This is KBIA News, Columbia.